The coastal city of Gangnam lies in the only province divided by the North Korean-South Korean border. It is also home to the Cultural Olympiad, introducing Korean tradition and artistic value to the world. Tourists visiting Gangnam are in for a culinary treat, with kimchi and buckwheat pancakes a popular choice among tourists.
This buckwheat pancake, actually, I didn't want to try it. I was like, no, it's probably not very good. And she asked me, like, give me a free sample, and now I've had it 2 days in a row, so I'm glad I tried it.
The flavor's been really good. I've been surprised by some of their simple dishes that have been very flavorful.
Chonbom is working at a kimchi and buckwheat pancake food stall. She explains the flavor combination.
The main ingredients are buckwheat flour, kimchi, and chives. We call this maemilgweul.
Gangnam is a popular tourist destination for South Koreans in the summer, but with a million visitors from around the world just this month, it has had to diversify. Each day, the city offers visitors more than 50 different arts events. Gangnam Mayor Choi Myeon-hee says hosting Olympic events has given the coastal city international exposure.
Gangnam may not be known internationally, but through these Olympics we have set the platform to become an international travel destination.
Gangnam is one of the oldest cities in South Korea, dating back more than 2,000 years. Event organizers say they have tried to showcase the city's history by blending old traditions with modern-day trends. For example, there is dado, a traditional Korean tea ceremony practiced for over 1,000 years. Locals say it is now being revived as a way to find relaxation and healing in a fast-paced modern society. And orchestra performances are another highlight. They bring together multiple generations to share the stories of the Korean people with the world. In Gangnam, Kirsty Johansson, SBS News.